The Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast features people from the real estate community sharing real stories about their struggles, pains, and even losses during their own real estate journey. We share these real experiences so you can learn from them and build a successful journey of your own. Now, here's your host, Cody Lewis, one of the managing partners at Vindu Capital, located in Charleston, South Carolina.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm really excited to have back today the head of investor relations at Horizon Multifamily, Mr. George Roberts. George, thanks for joining us again. How are you?
Excellent, Cody. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Hey, so in case anybody missed the last episode you were on, would you mind just giving us a little bit of history about where you're from, how you got into real estate, and what kind of real estate you find yourself in today?
Sure, absolutely. I'm from Southeast Michigan. Been in various types of real estate. So single family landlord, still have a single family home. I'm in construction. So we're building out in Troy. Great place if you know about Troy, Michigan. If you don't, look it up, one of the top three school districts. And I'm also in one of the hottest real estate markets in America, Orlando, Florida, and looking to expand into Tampa and maybe northern Florida as well.
Awesome. And you're doing multifamily down there in Florida, correct?
Exactly. So that was the big jump for me. So I tried a few other things, and I think that that's really where I belong. So still I love everything. I love construction. It's a great business to be in, right? Whether you're rehabbing or doing ground up, it's a great thing to have.
Well, and I'm sure that plays a significant role in from your background and helping out with the multifamily side, being able to walk a property or look at things and understand truly what it would take to renovate or fix up or whatever it may be. But I would imagine, as we like to talk about here on our show, on the multifamily side, it hasn't been always easy. There's probably been some challenges or some maybe even failures along the way, and would love to explore some of those today and help educate our audience.
Yeah, exactly. I think the first challenge is just that it's a very different game out there. We've all, you know, generally been owners of a single family home. There's nothing to call up the broker, right? But when you get into the multifamily space, you know, it's difficult. Like I've heard stories, you know, horror stories, like people they call up and it's like, click, don't want to talk to you. And then they become famous and, or, you know, they get a little bigger and then all of a sudden they become buddies, right? So the first thing is mindset, right? I mean, you're in single family and it's comfortable, right? And it's so easy to stay there, right? It's so easy to just stay there and say, hey, I understand the financing of the single family. I understand the brokers and I understand the asset. And so the first thing you got to get over is that, yes, it is a completely different game. And so you got to get that team together and you got to really, really, really focus down on the market. And I want to say, I think that's the most important thing, because one of the things you really, I want to say, can't do, of course you can do it. Some people do invest out of state with single family. It's really hard. When I hear the horror stories about landlording, it's either somebody destroying the place or I was out of state and I just couldn't run the thing. And with multifamily, you got the economies of scale and you can do that. So I would say, hey, look in your backyard. And if you're in one of the growing areas of the country, if you're in Texas, Tennessee, if you're in Florida, if you're in Idaho, great, then do it. Invest in your backyard. If you're in the Northeast where the laws are not very tenant friendly, and it might take, you know, 2 years to kick somebody out, you know, I would say, you know, whoa, you know, maybe you want to consider looking at one of the hotter markets. Actually, hot. That's a word I hate. As an investor, I hate the idea of investing in something hot. Usually that's a bad idea, but the idea of growth is, it's the lifeblood of your success as a real estate investor. So look for those growing areas.
Yeah. Pay attention to the numbers, do the research, look where, you know, the potential is based on all the different aspects that go into making up a market. I'm interested for those that have either made the jump or looking to make the jump. What was the hardest part transitioning away from single family into that multifamily space? You mentioned challenges and differences about dealing with brokers and investing out of state. Specifically, you're in Southeast Michigan, you're investing in Florida. What were some of the biggest challenges when having to deal with that first opportunity, finding the properties and all the things that go into it, being out of state?
You know, it's got to be having boots on the ground. So we were very lucky in some ways. Now, you know, I don't know how you feel about your governor, your situation, but out here in Michigan, we have some rather strong feelings. We were locked down earlier and harder than just about any other place other than California and New York. Well, one of my partners, you know, at the time we decided, look, we're as serious as heart attack, we're going to do this. Well, then the pandemic hits, and all of a sudden it's like, you know, that affected my construction business. Obviously it affects everything, even single family. I mean, in some ways in a good way, because people weren't leaving. They wanted to stay in the same place. That's nice. It affected my finances because I had loans called due. So there were all these negative things. But then there was this one silver lining, is that one of my partners, he says, I'm leaving this state. I'm leaving this state, right? I know a lot of people like this. I have a vast network. I know people from California that moved to Arizona. And he said, look, I'm leaving the state. We're going to pick a market and I'm going to move there and run the deal. And he's also our construction leader. So that was perfect, right? So I think that's the big thing, is that you're going to have to pick a market. It may not be in your backyard. And if it isn't, you have to decide, look, am I going to move down there? Am I going to fly down there every 3, 6, 9, or 12 weeks? Or am I going to be able to find somebody down there that can help me to run it?
And I would imagine that goes into, as you're picking your team, maybe finding somebody that, as you're, you know, searching for the ones that are going to be right for your organization, that may even live in that market or have knowledge of that market. I would imagine that weighs heavily on your partnership and joint ventures as well.
It does. And that's very helpful. So when we started out, we had three partners in Michigan, one in East Tennessee and one in Colorado. And so it was perfect. You know, we have all this reach. I mean, and our fellow in Colorado, he's got property out in California. He's got property in Colorado. And I'm telling you, it's amazing to have that sort of reach. And although we are focused on Orlando, Tom Kirkpatrick from East Tennessee has, you know, recently brought us a deal in his neck of the woods. And so it's amazing to have that sort of geographic diversity. So we actually started out at Dealmaker Live. That's when the first introductions came about. And that is another advantage, right? Obviously, as you say, you need some diversity of skills. So who's going to run the construction? Who's the people person? Who's going to get the investors? Who knows how to talk to the brokers? Who can underwrite? Who doesn't get lost in a spreadsheet? You got to find all those skills, but then also having some geographical diversification is another huge win.
I love that you guys are not only diversified with your knowledge, but also with your geographic locations. We don't hear many folks that are as diversified as that. So that's an interesting way to approach it. I would be interested in hearing, though, you mentioned the pandemic and everything that changed and was a challenge during that time. I would imagine, as the head of investor relations, you had to pivot or change some of the ways that you approached that investor relationship. What were some of the things that you did change that you think will be something that you continue from what you learned during the pandemic?
Yeah, I think it in many ways is the same thing that everybody's going through. It's the online relationship building. So I spent, I want to say, at least 6 months literally going to every meetup in my area. And then when I decided it was going to be multifamily, then I'm pivoting and I don't care if I got to drive 40 miles. I'm going to go to every multifamily meetup, even if it's not quite in my area. Well, obviously that all came to a screeching halt. So all of a sudden I've got to use LinkedIn and Zoom, and I'm hitting people up on Zoom. And it's a wonderful thing, because I don't know, Cody, if you and I would have met without that, because it's different. Like now all of a sudden you have me, I'm a people person, I'm a tech person, but I'm also a people person. And I'm thrown into this cauldron where I can't go out and shake somebody's hand. This is different. So I've learned to love it though, because LinkedIn is just an amazing tool. Every week I usually interview at least two or three people, even outside of my podcast or being a guest. It's just amazing. It literally opened up the whole world to me.
I love it. And I think that's one of the best things that came out of the pandemic, is the flexibility and the appreciation that while we want to, and we'll probably seek out those connections in person again, when we're, you know, when we get to that point, that this is a good stopgap and can help us cross a lot of barriers and a lot of distance really quickly, without having to sacrifice the personal relationship that we're trying to build between us and our investors or whoever it may be. I want to know a little bit more about where you guys are at in your multifamily part of the business. Where are the challenges that you see today, now that you've been in it for a little while, you've been talking with investors, that sort of thing? Where are the challenges that you guys face today that were different than when you first started?
I would say the big issue here is scale, right? The value of multifamily is that you get in at one scale, your next deal could be at a totally different scale. Now, I'm from computer science and talk about powers of two, right? I mean, you get up to 10 and that's 1,000, right? If you double the size of your deal every time, then your 10th deal is going to be 1,000 times larger than that first one. And so, it's like a blessing. And at the same time, there's the challenge that goes along with it. So this is what happened. So we were all experienced investors in different ways. So like I said, one of our fellows, he's got over $30 million of commercial real estate. The other guy, he's got his apartment in Tennessee. Then we do this joint venture out here in Orlando. I say out here, even though I'm in Southeast Michigan, because that's where my heart is. My heart is like, I'm always thinking about Orlando and what we're going to do around there. And so then the challenge is that, look, you know, so we've all got some experience in here. How do we make the next one, you know, 50 or 100? And you, what you find is that there's different brokers, right? I mean, it's almost as if, you know, I heard Hollywood explain like this to me once. It says, like, you know, you come in and you're in the outer room. Like you think you're in the inner room, but you're in the outer room. And then, you know, you get a little further in your career, you're in the inner room, but not the inner room. And then, you know, you go like five rooms and it's like, now I made it. Well, that's how it is that you find that you make these great relationships with brokers that might have a 10 or a 20 unit. And then you find out, oh my goodness, now if I want that 100 unit, then I got to create, first of all, you got to create the credibility. Once you get anything, 5 units or more, just in case your folks don't have the full rules, 5 units or more, everything changes, because now you've got commercial financing, not residential financing. And that literally changes the entire game. Now you're talking about NOI and as opposed to comps. And literally that is a game changer. So get whatever you can get, 5 units or more, establish yourself, and then you'll have the credibility. Whatever credibility you had coming in and knowing the terminology, you'll have 100 times more, even if it's just 5 units.
Perfect. I love that. And I know that's a challenge many of us face. How do we scale? But how do we get to that inner room? How do we build that credibility as we continue to grow to get into that inner room? I like to think in your Hollywood example, it's just like George Clooney and Tom Hanks in that inner room. They're just hanging out waiting for people to come in. That's what I pictured in my head. George, thanks so much for sharing all the details and information with us today. We love the experience. I love the construction background and how you apply that into the multifamily and how y'all are growing and scaling that today. For those that want to follow up, maybe connect with you about Horizon Multifamily or ask you some questions about your journey, where's the best place for people to find you?
Yeah, best place is just LinkedIn or on the company website. So look for me. I'll send that link over to you, Cody, so you can get people on board. And whether you're interested in investing passively or actively, I would love to share my journey and find ways that we can synergize. So by all means, reach out.
Perfect. George, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate the time.
Thank you so much for having me, Cody. I love your show.
Appreciate it. Thanks everyone for joining. We'll catch everyone next time.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast with Cody Lewis. Be sure to subscribe today on your favorite podcasting platform so you can catch every episode of the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast.